In the Upper Chapel. Do you remember the opening in the ceiling of the lower part of the chapel, which both separated and united the members of nobility with the heathen during church services? Well, due to later alterations, its original size could only be reconstructed because it was no longer clear. You have certainly noticed that the noble family's room of worship is far more splendid than the one underneath. But first, give yourself time to take the room in. Some of the special architectural features are the decorative arches, the black pillars decorated with finely designed capitals, the hanging keystones in the vaulting, and the specially designed windows styled in the form of fleur-de-lis. The fleur-de-lis is recognized as the insignia of the noble dynasty. The overall design seems to have been influenced by the Lower Rhine style. To the left of the Romanesque altar, there is even some of the original decoration which surrounded the window. The appearance of this room was also changed in 1180. Have a look at the east wall, with the fleur-de-lis windows, and you will see the markings of a division into three. If you can now imagine each of these divisions with round arches, then you will have an idea of the three-aisled form of the original room. A modernization began at the beginning of the 13th century, during which the central support was added. This consists of four pillars grouped around a main square pillar, which bears the weight of the vaulting. The black material from which the pillars are made is a carbon limestone from the Ardennes region of Belgium, which was specially transported to Thuringia. The capital ornamentation is exceptionally diverse. Accompanying leaf and tendril work are figures such as dragons, lions, and an eagle catching a rabbit. The upper part of the altar dates from the later Gothic era. During the late Middle Ages, the chapel was consecrated in the name of Saint Elizabeth. An inscription dating from the 16th century has been preserved on the north wall. It is protected by a piece of glass, and to the left in the second line, you will see the words Elizabeth Veneranda, which means Honorable Elizabeth. The room was restored in 1992 to be as close as possible to the style of the High Middle Ages. There are, of course, traces of later changes remaining. During the 18th century, there were large, round, arched openings on the west wall which connected the chapel to the room for private prayer. These are still clearly marked. The original closed form of the upper chapel, dating from the Middle Ages, was rebuilt so that other architectural variations can still be seen. If you now return to the anteroom, please take some time to observe the prominent and, at the same time, rather moving sculpture of Elizabeth, which dates from the late 14th century.